On this episode of Emulate This, Mike airs his grievances with YouTube commenters. Then we'll talk sequels. Which sequel would we want to see made that doesn't even exist? And later, we'll review EA's 16-bit strike series. Mike, let's start the show.
Well, let's start the insanity.
Welcome to another episode of Emulate This, your show for 2017. The first one in 2017 for us, episode 14. How you guys doing?
Freezing my fucking dick off. My nipples are diamonds.
It's ridiculously cold outside.
It's terrible. It is.
Yeah, it's biting. It's got to be in the teens right now.
It was like 18 degrees today.
Really? That was the high, 18?
I think so.
Oh my God. That's pretty bad.
The weather's just right for dabbling, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dabbling. Whoa.
We went to dabbling already.
Just get dabbling right.
Should we
out
just
of the
go
way.
Right into Panic Restaurant?
Oh.
All right. All that bullshit's out of the way. Now we can start the show.
So, how was everyone's New Year's?
Good. I was at a wedding.
You went to on New Year's?
Yeah, a New Year's wedding. It was kind of wild.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, they did the countdown and dropped a fuck ton of balloons.
Was it down the city?
No, it was in Drexel Hill.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he dropped like a shit ton of balloons when the clock hit zero there off the ceiling. It was pretty wild.
That's pretty badass. I never heard of a wedding on New Year's.
It was black tie.
That's awesome.
It was fancy.
Odd to have a wedding that goes to midnight or even after midnight.
It went to 1.
Oh, that's
long.
Right.
Yeah, it was like 7 to 1. Yeah.
It's either over at 11.
Yeah, it was a long one. Yeah.
No kidding. Cool, man. Cool. Mike, how about you?
How was New Year's?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, you tell me. Well, I was with you.
Yeah, I was too. But yeah, but everyone left. We went to grab some food at our buddy's house.
Oh yeah, yeah, right.
And then everyone was home at like 8 o'clock. I don't know what you did after that.
I watched 200 Cigarettes.
Is that what you?
I always watch that movie on New Year's.
200 Cigarettes. Who's in that?
How about that?
Paul Rudd's in it.
200.
Paul
Cigarettes.
Rudd, Dave Chappelle's in it.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, he is. Cigarettes. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was gonna say it sounds like a chick flick, but
yeah. It borderlines.
It's borderline.
Being a chick flick. Yeah, but I think you can watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched a movie, too. I watched the new Bourne movie.
Oh.
I heard that was awesome.
It's Bourne what? Bourne, what's
Again.
The... Yeah.
No. Seven.
No. I have no idea. No, I'm not sure.
It was good. It was different. I don't know. It wasn't as good as the other ones.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a bad movie.
Right.
But it was one of those movies... I guess that's the last one, right?
Was it like all action and no substance?
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was
old.
Pretty much just like car chases and chases.
But you said you liked it.
It was entertaining, but it wasn't compared to the old movies, like their first two.
They were better.
Wasn't that great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never
saw
the second one. I saw the first one.
Okay.
Oh,
I
really?
I saw the first two. I think, they were good.
I love them. I think they're great movies. You okay, Mike? Oh. You all right?
Sorry.
Get him some Vicks vapor rub.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on his balls.
Roy, did you watch the ball drop? Did you watch Mariah Carey just fall
oh,
apart?
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Yeah, Rory, go. I'm sorry.
I didn't watch it because I can't stand New Year's, but I started getting texts from you guys.
I'm sorry, Rory. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, I have something to say.
I did not. I'm not watching that that garbage, the countdown, the rock in New Year's. Yeah. Like, I don't watch that crap. So, no.
Listen. Dick Clark is... I understand.
Did you see it live? You were watching it live?
I did. I watched it live.
Dick Clark's still alive?
He's dead.
Yeah.
All right?
No,
so,
I was going to say. I thought he was dead.
He's dead.
Okay.
He is dead.
Okay, all right.
They still call it Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest. Now, I understand that it's Dick Clark's company.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
But the fucker's dead.
Yeah.
All right, it's over. Let's fucking move on.
It was a nice run. You had a nice run,
well,
Dick.
I enjoyed watching Dick Clark
every
year.
I love me some Dick.
It was
you
great.
Know what I mean?
It was,
yeah.
It was great. Now...
I would say it was great.
All right, it wasn't great, but it was a tradition that you... I mean, I watched. It was a tradition. I watched. But the Mariah Carey thing, that's bullshit. You're a singer. fucking sick. So I didn't
look too much into it. What happened?
Like, could she hear the music even?
Well, I don't know. I don't know exactly what would happen, but all I know is she didn't sing, and that she's a singer, and she didn't sing.
You don't know your own songs. Alleged you can't either. Hack your way through a set.
Even like, I knew when saw. Yeah, I'm not even a fan, but everyone's heard Emotion a million times, and you know when the cues are. Now, here's the thing. I'm thinking she had something in with her headphones because she pulled her earpiece out, and then she was like. She started just talking. It was so bizarre.
It was awful.
And so I don't know if all she heard was the speakers that were going out towards the crowd. Now, when you're up on stage, all that just sounds like fucking mush. Doesn't sound like anything. That's why they have those earpieces.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe she couldn't hear the music, so she would be way off tune. If she tried to do it, she would have sounded even worse than just saying fuck it.
I guess. I don't know. She's a singer.
Well, that's what you get when you rely on that.
Mm. Yeah,
on stage. I mean, it's almost ballsy to do that, not really sing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, because
shit like that can happen. You get some glitch, you look like a dumbass.
Mariah Carey is considered one of the best singers of all time.
Yeah,
and she's not singing.
She probably can't hit those notes anymore.
Yeah,
there's no way she can hit that shit. She's got that whistle registry going on, really? Which is like a rarity.
Yeah, I don't know. She probably hasn't hit shit like that in 30 years, since those albums were recorded. You know what I mean?
Probably, yeah.
She probably did it once in the studio, and they're like, just cut and paste that shit, you know, whenever she does a live show. Rory, so you did not watch the ball drop?
No.
Really?
No. No, I did not. I agree with Mike. It's kind of lame.
It's awful. I've no interest in that
couldn't spring for a teleprompter. If the problem was that she couldn't hear it, I'm sure they'd have a teleprompter. Yeah. Like everything that's on television, like acting and political speeches, they all use teleprompters, just like karaoke with a little ball or a colored words.
Right.
Like you're full of shit. Like I don't believe that one of the richest companies in the world couldn't afford a teleprompter.
What the other thing is too. Why don't you have a band?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's the big deal with that? Because if you had a band, you wouldn't have any of this bullshit anyways.
It was pretty awkward looking. Like it was
awful. Very uncomfortable.
It was really
awkward.
I just
want 9 or 10 like multicultural guys to dance behind me all the time. Can I have that?
I will say when me and the wife do watch the ball drop, we didn't this year, but Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper, like I can't stand Kathy Griffin, but when she's with Anderson Cooper, like it's pretty funny. Like Howard Stern dared her to act like she was blowing him the one year. So the whole time she's going going down in front of him. He's like, Kathy, stop. And he's like pulling her up and she's going, what, licking her. Oh, she was fucked up.
Nice.
It was pretty funny.
Well, it's, you know, New Year's to me, I just can't stand it. I just like the duck and hide around New Year's Eve. I don't know.
Yeah, amateur night.
Especially when everyone says, like, I'm so glad 2016's over. It doesn't make a difference if the year's over. Yeah. It's made the fuck up.
I'm a sucker. I actually like the holiday. I do. I don't know. I don't know.
You like New Year's?
Yeah, I feel like it's like this. I don't know. I really do. I feel like it's like this we're starting over thing, clean slate.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's fucking lame and whatever.
It's
but
arbitrary. Completely.
It is, but I like it.
I don't know. I just don't like all the kazoos and the pop confetti.
Yeah, well, we know how you are.
I'm never a big fan of that. Yeah, it's too fun.
Yeah, it's stupid. We know how you are. We know how you are with fireworks.
Yeah. I don't like them. Yeah, fireworks.
What?
That's a discussion for another day about how Ryan feels about fireworks. Right. I feel like we could get a half hour out of that.
Well, he waited. We were down in Wildwood. He waited 45 minutes for fireworks to go off. And then, with two minutes ready to go, he's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I
said, why? He's like, I don't feel like hearing people say ooh and ah.
Oh, yeah. I knew where you were going. I didn't know where you were going with that. Yeah. That's one of the things I can't stand.
I can't stand oohs and ahs.
I can't stand it. Seriously? I can't stand oohs and ahs.
Nobody says oohs and ahs. Where have you ever been where people go, hold on.
What's an appropriate, Ryan, what is an appropriate thing to say when you
shut the fuck up and just watch the fireworks?
Just take it all in and stop. Yeah.
Just watch them.
It's fraudulent, you think.
What do you mean?
They're pretending to ooh and ah. It's unnecessary, you're saying.
What are you really oohing at?
I don't know. You know, ooh, like it's
fancy. You're ooing at the fireworks.
You don't have to say anything. Just go, well, that was a neat one. Just, you could say that.
What? Oh my God. What are you?
Or you could say, like, that was loud. Or what do you have to do? The ooh and the ah.
The ooh and the ah. Yeah. It seems forced. I understand what you're saying.
And when you hear people doing it, and it's like,
yeah.
Did you check out that fractal?
It's like nails on a chalkboard. I can't take it. All right, well, let's move on to the Odyssey. We're changing the Odyssey up a little bit on this episode. The Odyssey is now what we've been playing.
There you go. There you go. It's there all of our Odysseys. I will still talk about my 2600 experience, which I've had a little bit.
Oh, good. This week.
But everyone's going to have a little gaming exploration this time around. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Mike, why don't you you pick someone to start first?
I get to pick?
Yeah, you get to pick. Start? You get the power on this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. Five card stud. What have you been playing?
Well, Santa has been good to me this year, and I got a bunch of very cheap 360 games. Right now is the time if you're looking for games that you never got around to on the 360 or the PS3. Because it's last generation technology at this point, there's tons of cheap games. Like, so I got Death Smiles and a Kai Katana, which are both cave bullet hell shooters. So they're arcade games. I'm not really sure how old either one is, but they were ported to the 360. And cave, as far as shooters go, like especially the bullet hell ones, where literally it's every inch of that screen is a bullet, like. You're basically just, it's like a maze, okay? Just going through bullets and keeping the fire rate up and keep hitting your target. Again, they're basically the same game. They just have different sprites, and it's constant bullets and dodging and weaving. It's fun. It's very colorful, you know. And you can beat both of them within 25 minutes apiece.
It's really
and because they're arcade ports, there's unlimited continues. You just put in,
right.
You just keep hitting start. So, totally worth it. I think they were maybe like $15 each or $12, which is great. Probably, obviously, it was $60 when it came out. So, you can't beat that. And you can play that again. You can play co-op local with friends. I think it's two players. Can't beat it.
Wait.
So, Death Smiles, Akai, Katana.
So, you said these are arcade ports?
These are arcade ports to the 360. I don't believe they're on PS3.
When you say you can beat them, so you can finish them?
Oh, you can. You have unlimited virtual quarters. You just keep hitting start.
What's the replay? So, how's the replay value? I mean, after like 25 minutes and then you finish the game, do you feel like you can go back to it?
I do, but I really like arcade games. You can always keep practicing to get better so you don't die as often. And there's lots of variables, and they have what are called range modes. So, like, they have the original arcade, and then they have ports that are updated and widescreen. So instead of being, like, 4:3 ratio, they have, like, the full 1080 or 1920x1080. I guess it's more than 16:9. I don't know what that ratio is. But, like, it can be full screen. On a HD television, which is how you're probably going to be playing everything, obviously, on the 360 or, not PS3. So they have a range mode, just add extra levels and have different, obviously, they range stuff. So, like, the levels are slightly different and the enemy placements are a little different. And then they have, like, an extra mode. So there's, like, six modes, basically, for the game. And you can play, obviously, on different difficulty levels. So there's an easy mode through a hard level. But there's enough replay. I mean, shooters by nature aren't really that I mean, you're just shooting dots or planes.
Right.
It's not like there's a story. It's not like it's Mass Effect or something like that, where there's a really deep, engaging story and character.
I like that sometimes. Where
you're just
simple,
mindless gaming.
Just plug a game in, and
exactly.
Yeah, if you only have like a half hour, an hour, you're just fuck it, let's murder shit. You know,
That's.
I highly recommend them. They were very affordable. Yeah. They are really Japanese, like. Obviously, because it's still an arcade game, so those are still very much alive in Japan. It's kind of borderline pedophile weird. Like, it's like, as a Westerner, you're like, I don't know why there's a 13-year-old. And, like, the manual even says, like, they're, like, 13 years old. You're just like, I don't know they should be dressed like that.
Scantily
That's a little
clad.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, but you can ignore that. It's still a fun bullet hell.
Cool.
Definitely worth it.
All right, how about you?
Well, I've been fucking around with the Raspberry Pi a lot, and, you know, a lot of good games I've been playing, but I like to look for bad games, you know what I mean? Because they're equally, like, just because they're funny, you know. But on Genesis, there was Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Okay. So I was like, this game's probably terrible, right? So I start playing it, and it's not good, but I played it for like 2 fucking hours last night.
Carmen Sandiego.
Carmen Sandiego.
2 hours.
I don't even know why. It was,
I used to love that game.
Really?
Yes,
really?
Yes.
I thought it would be terrible. I couldn't put it. I couldn't stop playing it. Yeah, I was like,
PC
falling
asleep. Games are much better. The DOS ones are much, yeah, much better. That's what you're probably thinking.
I expected it, well,
that's what
to
I,
be absolutely horrible.
What I was,
yeah,
thinking.
I'm thinking like 5th grade
computer.
DOS.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
similar
that's what
to
I
that.
Was thinking.
It's
yeah,
similar to that, but yeah, it was yeah, playing it on Genesis. There's a Genesis. There's a Genesis version of it.
No shit. I never played it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, you know, and on Xbox One, I've been playing Outlast, which is fucking spooky.
Okay.
Holy
oh,
shit.
Yeah?
It's a survival horror game, and it's one of those things where you don't get a weapon. You just have to run. You have to run and hide.
Wait, is
really?
This the Slender Man person?
Nah, it's kind of like that, but it's not.
What's Slender Man? Oh, that's something Pages?
Yeah, I don't know. That,
Rory,
I played
what's,
Slender
what's...
Man, but it's a different kind of thing. This is you're a journalist.
I think it's called Slender.
Oh, I thought it was like 8 pages.
I think
pages
it is
of...
called Slender.
Oh, really?
Okay. There is a game called Slender. This is a different thing.
So what do? You survive?
Yeah, you have to. You're a journalist, and you get this tip about investigating people. This doctor performing like horrible shit on mental patients. So you go there one night, and you wind up getting stuck in there, and there's all these sick motherfuckers running around with like knives and shit. Like there was these 2 naked dudes talking about what body part they were going to eat for me, and they're chasing me down the hallway with knives, dong swinging all over and everything. I'm like, what the fuck kind
so
of game is this?
You're just walking around checking all this stuff out.
Yeah, well, no, you're trying to find a way the fuck out, and then there's this one, you know, priest or whatever. He says he's going to help you, and the whole thing is just so fucked up. It's one of those things where you're afraid to walk in the room.
Yeah.
Like you see the horror people in horror movies, and you're like, "Don't go in that room! Don't go in that room!" But you have to.
Right.
The game is to go in that room, and there's 1,000 of them, so
cool.
It's pretty wild.
Nice.
Well, at least they're not oohing and aahing for Christ.
That's right. Like, heaven forbid.
I mean, I can't fucking handle that.
Mike, how about you?
Well, I finished Red Dead. So
congratulations,
we're done with that.
Everyone, start clapping.
Excellent. All right, there we go. A little bit of Red Dead.
Oh, thank you.
Final Frontier is conquered.
So I'm sure, you know, we'll talk about that in detail in a later episode.
Absolutely.
We are. We're going to get to it.
Yeah,
do a whole episode about it.
So that's finished.
So how do you feel? Do you miss it? I know when I beat it, I kind of missed that I was done. Like, I was sad.
Yeah.
A little sad.
Well, I went back to it to, like almost, like, tie up loose ends.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Because I want outfits. I want to get all the outfits.
I want to dress up
completionist.
Nice.
And yeah. So I'm at 87%.
Really?
Last I checked, I'm at like 87% complete.
Nice.
Yeah. I think I finished the game at 80.
80.
79 or 80%.
You know what? I've never gotten this, but the Buffalo.
Oh, the achievement.
Yeah. Rory, is that only on online play, the Buffalo, or is that on... Can you get the Buffalo?
I
forget.
It was only in the online, but now that I think about it, that does seem wasteful. Like, why would you program something only for the multiplayer?
Yeah. No, it's definitely a single player.
And it's almost how the hell do you get
killing
the
every
buffalo?
Single buffalo? I know, right?
You got a specific
it.
Buffalo?
No, every single... You need to literally kill every single buffalo in the Great Plains. That's the achievement. Yeah.
And these
are the people that made GTA, GTA, you know what I mean?
You need to make the buffalo extinct.
Extinct the buffalo.
Yeah, and then you get a buffalo. You ride a buffalo.
I've never seen
I didn't know you could ride a buffalo. Oh, I thought you were talking about the kill all the buffalo achievement. I didn't know you could ride a buffalo.
Yeah, how do you get the buffalo?
I didn't know you could ride a buffalo.
You can't wrangle it? You can't lasso the shit out of it?
I don't know.
When you're building your online character,
can't.
One of the mount options, like you get a donkey at first, but you can get a horse as you play more. And there's multiple horse breeds, and I guess they have different stats, so I don't care. And one of them is a fucking buffalo. But I've never seen anyone ever on a buffalo. I want to ride a buffalo.
I've seen people on a buffalo on the online stuff. Yeah. I've seen
I don't
it.
Think I've never, even seen
they're
that.
Really fucking fast. It was when it was somewhat new when I was playing and somebody had a buffalo. I don't know how
awesome.
You do it. Yeah. Yeah. So
would you ooh and at the guy on the buffalo, Ryan? Fess up.
I would I don't even know how you get a buffalo. I don't know.
Ooh.
Ooh, ah, buffalo.
But some. Oh, what?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say something else that I did. We got a new TV. We got a new 4K TV.
Ooh,
there you go.
That's a new one. Ah.
So I went ahead and I tried putting up all my consoles to the TV.
Yeah.
So let me tell you something. So first, started with the Atari. Atari looks okay. It's playable. Totally playable.
Only square.
The NES, the SNES,
yeah.
look like shit. It looks horrible.
It's all blown out.
It's hardly, you can hardly play it on there.
It's that bad.
It's that, it looks like, do you ever see those sand art things?
Yep.
Okay. And then they take like the toothpick. They draw all the lines through the sand. It looks like someone took a toothpick to all the pixels and just drew fucking across the
TV.
So
it's like unplayable. It'll give you a headache.
It's almost unplayable. Yeah.
4K.
I mean, like if you're, if that's all you have in your house and you really are jonesing for, you know, Mega Man, you can put that in. You know, you could get through it. But it looks really shitty.
Jeez.
And then N64 looks really bad too.
Huh. Got to get a tube TV for those systems. You know,
you need at least some $350
FrameMeister from
or
Europe.
That right? Yeah,
rip off. You might get a.
You might as well get a $60 CRT TV.
Yeah,
or
free.
Emulate
you get a for like free.
Well, yeah, and you emulate it, and you can play it on the big screen.
Right.
Exactly. Get a Raspberry Pi.
Yep.
Looks great.
But cool. The PS2 still stands up. You can still that works. And then obviously, you know, the 360.
Cool. Real quick, I've been playing this past week. Actually, we took a week off because of the holidays, New Year's and stuff like that. I've been trying to fall in love with a shoot 'em up, like a good shoot 'em up.
Okay.
I always like them, but they're so fucking hard that I just never like really found a shoot 'em up that I really like.
Like in particular,
like as much as I love like Streets of Rage or Contra, right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I never found a shoot 'em up. To me, they're kind of disposable. You play them for a little while, but they're just so hard.
Right. Like a shoot. What do you mean, like a Doom?
No. You're like a spaceship.
Like a shooter.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So I kind of went through the whole Genesis library, and I was trying to find what I really like on the Raspberry Pi. That's what's great about the Raspberry Pi. You can play a game for a minute and go, nope, yeah. And but I was really trying to find one. I think the closest one I came to was Musha. Which is regarded...
This is on the Genesis?
Yeah, it's Genesis, yeah. And that's regarded as like the top game, but it's really rare and it's pretty expensive.
Hmm. Okay.
But it's actually a very good game. Thunder Force is good. Thunder Force is a side-scroller.
Yeah. Soul Dees is another good.
That's another one. That was really good. Yeah. I want to like shooters. To me, they always lack something. I think the thing they lack is the they're too fucking hard. Yeah. They're just way too hard.
It's too much shit.
Yeah, and you just get too frustrated with them. You know, I'm getting frustrated just talking about it.
It's funny with
because you literally go crazy.
It's funny with really difficult games too, because every once in a while I'll accept the challenge of a very difficult game.
Yeah.
And like you get into it. It's like, I don't know, it's like listening to a band that is really, really good. Like, you know, they're really good, but you have to be in the mood.
I know, I agree.
I like Smashing Pumpkins or something like that. Okay. His voice, Primus is a great example. Yeah.
You gotta be in the mood.
Right. They're good bass player. They're a solid band. You know, I like them, but sometimes if you listen to them, you're like, what the fuck is this? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
They sound, it's just terrible. The fuck was I trying to say?
Shooters.
But that's what I mean. Like every once in a while, you're like, all right, I'll take on a difficult game, and then you kind of go for it, and you get really into it.
Well, I would say like 90% of these games, or probably 99%, I can't even. It's hard to get past the first level.
Yeah,
like it's not something you get to level 4 and you go, I can't really, because a lot of these games aren't even that long. There might only be 5 levels, but they're so difficult, and some of these take like 40 hours.
Wow.
For a 5 of repetition.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, you get so far, then you go, all right, I got to move here. And
yeah, it's like memorization game.
Yeah, I don't know how to approach them either. Do I? People that are really good at them, I don't know if they are they watching the stuff come at them, watching each detail, or are they fixing their eyes on like the center of the screen?
That's what
you know what I mean. And then you kind of just fix your eyes so you see everything at once.
See, I don't know.
I try to do.
I'm not even looking at my spaceship.
Right,
I'm just
right.
looking at the middle of the screen and basically seeing what's coming from the right top to bottom
for shooters.
Yeah. So that kind of worked. I started to do that.
Yeah.
But I do like the overhead ones a little bit better than the side scrollers.
I'll tell you what, Rye, if you're looking for a good shooter on that Raspberry Pi, almost every game for the PC Engine or TurboGrafx 16 is a shooter. There's a billion of them. You could go through there. Could go through there.
I played a couple on there.
There's some good ones on there.
Great recommendations on the TurboGrafx Shrine. Blazing Lasers, which is a Hue card game. Okay?
Right.
But the PC Engine CDs, Gate of Thunder and Lords of Thunder are freaking amazing shooters.
Really good stuff.
Amazing shooters. And for the Dreamcast, I know for a fact, because I made it for you, Ikaruga is a great
yes,
bullet hell.
That's very good.
That's
very
a
good.
Hardcore bullet hell game about light and dark weapons and absorbing bullets and then reflecting the black. That's a very difficult game.
Some of these games, and they just have great, a lot of them have really good music. They're works of art, but they're incredibly difficult.
Oh, yeah. Like, they send like five snake things at you at a time.
Like you might do the first level 30 times, 40 times before you beat it, you know? So, all right. Well, let's move on. Mike, you have some grievances, don't you?
I have some grievances. Yeah. Oh, that didn't.
What happened there?
Oh. You want to pay?
There it is.
There it is. I have some grievances.
So what's bothering you? You could tell us. You could tell us.
Here we go. Cry. Please stop writing. And that's all she wrote at the end of like every description. Please. What? I don't understand why are you refusing to use the Deadeye? Don't call the horse Jesus Christ. Oh my God, set a waypoint, you ignorant fuck.
Is this
so
your new,
frustrating
memoir?
Watching you play this game. Sure, this is 4 years old. Why didn't you search the bandit's hut? This is your full-time job, standing there as your friends talk about games and you pretend that you either love it or hate it. It's so cute watching you play this. These are YouTube comments.
Uh huh.
These are YouTube comments.
I was just about to say, your wife has a real mouth.
These are unnecessary.
Yeah.
One of the things that I started to like, I was enjoying doing was when I was playing Red Dead, I would get to a certain part and then I would kind of like, I found this Let's Play. Of this guy, I think the channel's called like Vintage Beef. Okay. So he does a Let's Play of Red Dead. And I would watch him kind of like up until the point, just basically because like I was obsessed with the game.
Right. The more the better.
So now this guy, at the beginning, first of all, the video is 4 years old, right?
Right.
It's 4 years old. The guy at the beginning of the video says, I've never played this game. I'm excited to try it. He's got no clue. He's basically in the same boat as me.
Right.
All right. So as someone who's never played this game like me, it's kind of fun watching this guy play through the game. It's funny, because he's fucking up.
He's as bad as you.
It's like first day of school for both of you.
And you know what? And to be honest with you, like I know some of the parts because I've played through them. Like I'm watching him do the, like he's trying to like wrangle up, fucking
cows.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, he can't do it. And it's hilarious. Right. It's hilarious trying to, and he's getting frustrated and he's like, why can't I fucking, and you know, like, and he doesn't really get that mad, but you can tell in his voice, he's like, this is, it's a little frustrating here, right? He's getting pissed off.
Yeah.
So
is he that pervy? Because that sounded really pervy.
Yeah. Do that again.
No idea what pervy is.
Oh, that's fucking dirty. That voice.
So for some reason, I decide to scroll down to read YouTube comments.
Yeah,
I do this all the fucking time, and I don't know why I go ahead.
Never go to comments on anything.
I think trolls, YouTube comments.
Trolls everywhere.
They should be banned. There's no reason for them to exist. And here's the thing. YouTube, just like listening to a fucking podcast, we're not a credible source of information.
Right. We're not.
I know that if you like the show,
I know we
that's
sound
awesome,
like it, but we're not.
But we're not a credible source of information.
CNN
we fuck
is
up.
Not going to say
fucking,
anything we
said. Fucking Five Card Stud the other day when we were doing Castlevania said that the dagger was the best weapon in the fucking game. That's bullshit.
That's misleading.
It's bullshit. No, he said he would. Cross. No, that's fake news. You know what he said? Is what he said. He said that I would rather have the dagger than the fucking axe. That is horse shit. Bullshit. No, the dagger is the weakest weapon in the game. All right. So this podcast is obviously not, we're uncredible.
Yeah, we are very
because
uncredible.
Of that,
admittedly.
Because of that statement.
That's right.
Now.
You ruined the whole thing.
Now, with that being said, okay, so YouTube is the same fucking thing. Anyone can put up fucking information on YouTube, okay? And then you have people, and so a lot of times it's wrong. And you have these people who write these fucking comments. Listen to this comment. It's so cute watching you play this.
Like, who are you talking to?
It's insulting.
What is that? He's talking to Vintage Beef or whatever the fucking guy's name is.
It's so cute to watch you play. Fuck off, dude.
Yeah, like it's he's so great at it. And yeah.
Here's one. You're at, oh my God, set a waypoint, you ignorant fuck. He just said that he's never played the game. He doesn't know what a waypoint is, you jackass. What's the other one? Where's the other one? So frustrating watching you play this game. Then go watch a walkthrough. Watch a let's play, right. Jackass.
Yeah. Well, another thing is make your own fucking video then.
And that's my next point.
You know what I mean?
That's my next point.
You're so great at it.
The people on YouTube.
Yeah, they're criticizing something that wasn't there before.
But hold on.
Nobody made you watch that.
A lot of the people on YouTube, including people who do let's play, doing video and editing it together, like what the Angry Video Game Nerd does, whether you like him or not, takes a lot of fucking time.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work to put that shit together. And for people to just say shit like it's so cute to watch, fuck off. Yeah. What was the other one? This one admits, sure, this is 4 years old. Why didn't you search the bandit's hut? Why are you telling them that? Why are you writing a comment to Vintage
from
Beef?
From four years ago.
He's not playing the fucking game anymore.
I think it's funny when somebody responds replies to another, comment that somebody left, but the reply is like years after somebody left.
That guy doesn't care.
Yeah, like that person's checking that
totally
shit.
Totally irrelevant. Yeah.
And by the way, a lot of these comments too, the people who own the channel don't respond to. And good, don't fucking respond to these morons. Seriously, YouTube comments need to be gone. They need to be fucking gone.
Oh, you ready to blow?
Yeah, I'm ready to blow.
Well, I'm a mushroom cloud laying motherfucker.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That was my, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted I was playing Dark, even when the guy is amazing at the game, they break his fucking balls.
Yeah.
When I was playing, what you call Dark Souls.
Okay.
Okay. I would watch video and this guy, Epic Name Bro, the guy literally never died. Now I can't explain to you how hard that is to not die in Dark Souls. He didn't die the whole fucking game. Okay. And these guys are telling him that he sucks at the game. How come you didn't grab that fucking enchanted dress or some shit that's behind the wall that nobody would fucking use? Do you know what I mean? It's a total piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's like the guy's fucking amazing. And you know what though? The guy would go back in the next video, in the start of the video, he would say, I forgot the enchanted fucking dress. Like, I felt bad for the guy. It's like, who fucking cares about the enchanted dress?
They say that. Yeah, and you know what? The Vintage Beef, different name, but Vintage Beef would come on, and he actually said, like, guys, I've never played the game before. Yeah. Like, they were criticizing, when you play Red Dead.
You know why?
Hold on a second.
Don't fucking pay attention to shit.
But hold on
They're
a second.
They're watching a video. They don't read
the
date.
No, they don't.
People
they don't.
Do not pay attention to shit.
Or they don't care.
And they don't, read, they don't read. They don't read the drop down box. When you click on a video, read the drop down box. Take 2 seconds out of you. Everyone wants like this instant gratification.
Right.
If people could masturbate in 2 seconds, if there was a machine that where you could masturbate in 2 seconds, people would do it.
Yeah.
Plug that fucker in and then go to work or some shit.
And it's also YouTube, people don't probably watch the whole fucking video, just like they don't read a whole news story before they leave comments. They skim, they read the title, they leave comments.
Yeah.
Because people are half-assed.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, but what are you
I was going to say is, what's one of the most difficult, when you first start playing Red Dead, I mean, in my opinion, I don't know if you guys are different, but like, what was did you think was the most difficult thing when you first started the game? To me, it's kind of obvious.
What's the most difficult thing?
Yeah, like to get used to.
The speed.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, like,
it's
the horse.
So much slower than cars.
Like, trying to get navigate that horse, for me, at least, was tricky.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you would tap the thing, right, and you would try and look around. All of a sudden, the horse would veer off, and you're trying to, like, get that horse on track.
Yeah.
Now, after, you know, playing it for, I don't know, 45 minutes or an hour, you get the hang of it. So when this guy was playing it, his horse was running all over the place, and they're fucking criticizing him. Playing a game for the first time in the first like 30 minutes. He's not going to know how to use a horse.
Yeah, people just like to bitch.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem is that because the comment functionality exists, people think that other people care what they have to say and they must use it.
Well, everyone's got a platform. Everyone's got a soapbox.
They don't, get that nobody cares what you think. What you think is irrelevant. It was irrelevant before this functionality exists.
Exactly.
It's irrelevant with it. And Mike's right. One day they're just going to take it away because there's no real value to it.
There's none.
Not.
And there's no repercussion to, you know, talking all that
shit. And
it's just,
we get together, you know, on a, you know, like every other week to do this. And believe it or not, like some prep goes into what we do.
Yeah.
And even more prep goes into what they do on YouTube. And it does take a lot of work. And for people to leave asinine, it's not even like a critique. It's just an asinine, stupid comment. Like, why don't you set a waypoint?
If they're even related, though, most of them go off into like weird tangents that have nothing to do.
Oh, well, that's, you know what? There's the one. This guy, every time he was like using his horse,
he would
keep going like, oh, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. He's like, you know what? That's what I'm going to call my horse, Jesus Christ. A whole religious thing broke out. That's why I said, don't call your horse Jesus Christ, which at first, but a whole slew of comments talking about blasphemy and all this shit.
Dude. People are just miserable. I was watching. I don't know how the hell I did this. It was, you know, you get on these YouTube things where you start out watching like a band, and then the next thing you know, I was watching like, a guy fly an airplane, a crop dusters. Okay. I was watching crop duster videos, and they're incredible. You ever watch?
I never watched.
You're basically
the video.
A stunt pilot.
That's pretty cool.
It's incredible shit. They actually fly under the power lines when they cross a road.
Right.
You know, this is out in the middle of the country, you know?
Nebraska and shit.
They fly under the power lines, like under the lines.
Wow.
With these planes. It's amazing. A few feet off the ground. This dude was like an incredible video. It was put together really well. He edited it. It took him weeks because he did it with one camera and did all these camera shots with the camera on the ground. Really good job. And I'm like, well, that was amazing. That's an amazing job. I would love to have a job like that. And of course you have assholes. Like going, he's a shitty pilot. Like,
oh my god!
And I'm like, that's the last thing in my head. I was in awe. I mean, this guy's flying under power lines.
Sure.
Yeah. And there's people talking about, he's not a good enough pilot.
Yeah. Like, what are your credentials, like, asshole?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Sometimes I'll watch videos. I'm a musician, so sometimes I watch videos like of classically trained, like concert piano players. Mm. Okay, they work for an orchestra.
Yeah.
All right, and there's actually people critiquing this guy who like was at Juilliard by the time he was 7 and is critiquing the way that this guy's playing. Are you kidding me?
He missed a couple notes.
Ryan, remember when before we did this little project here with Emulate This, me and Ryan tried to do a beer show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We did one episode.
Oh wow.
One.
What was the whole production?
And he got sued.
You guys got drunk and then
No.
It was so
we had a studio.
It was
we had
so
different.
Yeah, we had a whole thing. We had lights, we had a crew, we had a whole thing. It was so fucking difficult to do. It was so hard to do.
Wow.
And after we were done, we were like, we're done. We can't do that. It's like a fucking job.
We
had a band there. Oh, yeah. It was a whole production.
How did I not know this?
It was ridiculous.
Because we didn't talk about it afterwards because it was a fucking failure.
It was a fuck up, huh?
But I mean, like, just that alone. Right. You know, like, I'm going back to, like, how difficult it is for these people to do that stuff, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's a lot. It was an incredible amount of work.
Eric ended up kissing at the end.
Did they? Lived happily ever after?
All right, well, Mike. Well, thanks for airing the grievance.
Yes.
Do you feel better? Do you feel better?
I agree with the entire.
Got it off my chest.
I feel better that you feel better. Eric,
do
you feel better than Mike?
I'm relieved.
We all feel better now.
Cool.
I feel good. All right. Well, let's get to our discussion topic for this episode. Episode number 14. Mince of my words here. I got this little head cold that came on a few hours ago. I'm a little cloudy.
You sound like you got 10 dicks in your mouth.
I know, right? Yeah. Unbelievable.
I hear you.
Unbelievable.
10 dicks.
Oh, you should use some of that equalizer, the sound effect stuff.
Oh,
you missed it. You missed it. Oh, there we go.
10 dicks.
Your pleasure.
You're a shitty guy. You turned it off.
Never again.
Rory, you
don't get it though.
No, I'm sorry.
That doesn't come through. Yeah. It doesn't get to the command bunker.
That's right.
Bring your ass here.
I'm sorry.
Get out of the command dumpster and come over to the fucking show.
Come to the studio.
We got a special,
do it live.
Got a special suit for you. Sweet. Oh, fuck. Oh, it was good. This is the next topic.
Just
you're messing up your words too now, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our discussion. And here it is. You ready?
Ready.
You listening, Rory? You listening?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Trebek.
All right, what sequel would you like to see made that does not exist? If there was a sequel out there, or one that was made, maybe you'd like to see, maybe it was shit.
Yeah, you want to change it.
Yeah, they botched that one. Oh, they could have made it so much better, and you've always, you know, wished it was better. Eric, let's start with you.
I'm doing a Road Rash game, dude. I'm gonna do a sequel to Road Rash. Yeah. Okay, it's long overdue. It's gonna be open world.
Okay,
it's gonna be story driven. The races, you know, there'll be races all over the map. Like, you know, map locations where you could go to race, you know what I mean? You know, to start up races. That's how you get your
like,
money.
Like Need for Speed type stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But then there's garages and, you know, you make the money from it. And but at the same time, you're in a gang. Like, I would make four gangs, okay?
Okay.
Now, you can join any one of these gangs, right? And so can everyone else. And if you went to play multiplayer online, you would be part of one of those four gangs. Do you know what I mean? Like, your friend could join a different gang, and then you would race against each other, you know?
Okay. Man, that would be great.
I mean, yeah. So, you know, I would have it like, you know, you would do like, it would be super trashy. I mean, trashy. Yeah. Like, meth would be your health and shit. Like, the guy stops his bike. The guy stops his bike and smokes a fucking pipe of crystal meth or whatever. And, you would do drug runs and shit. You like, and the guy's a total jerk off. Like, you don't like him. Like, I know you're the protagonist.
That would be pretty,
and you're supposed to, but I think it would be different. Like, if you're like, fuck, I hate
So you're
this
like
guy.
Living a life.
Yeah, well, kind of.
More than just
I mean?
Racing. It's not just like the old game where you just race. It's like, you have shit to handle. Like,
as long as I can hit Biff in the fucking mouth.
Right?
That bitch.
I was wanting to hit Slater.
Fucking Biff.
Never like Slater.
Yeah.
I'm actually not familiar with this.
You don't know this?
No.
It's classic.
Yeah. Excellent. I've heard of it, but never.
It's way overdue. They need a new Road Rash.
And first off, they have to do it right. Yeah, we just said the same thing. I have to do it right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do. And I think open world would be the way to do it.
Did you like the originals?
First two.
Oh,
good.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, okay.
I liked them, yeah. Well, they made some shitty one.
They got really shitty. They got lazy.
64. Yeah. Like, I didn't like it. But they made one for PS1.
All right.
It wasn't very good.
3DO. I mean. And would you might even be on Saturn.
Yeah.
They tried to get like a photo, not photorealistic, but more realistic style, and they changed the mechanics.
Right. Right.
It's not the same. Like, it doesn't have the same appeal as the first and the second one. Even the third one really doesn't have the same appeal, and it's still on the Genesis.
Ironically, it turned faker. You know what I mean? Even with the better graphics,
it became stiff.
It just seemed fake. And
bullshit.
For whatever reason, the polygons fucked it up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it just wasn't as smooth for whatever. It's one of those things that just didn't translate. But now that everything is so smooth, I think it'd be amazing.
Would you, so you would go updated graphics and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Bring back some of the old bikes. Diablo, the Panda.
Weapons, the mace, and the fucking, all that good shit.
To make, like, a clan-based system with multiplayer and have the different gangs race each other. And only one person on the gang has to win. You know what I mean? Like, that would be freaking awesome to have a clan-based system.
Yeah, and I think that would be great to just roll into multiplayer, you know? Well, it's interesting. They are making a game called Road Rage that's supposed to release later this year for PS4 and Xbox One.
Okay.
It's kind of like similar to Road Rash, but it's like $40 on the pre-order, so it seems like an indie kind of a thing. Like, there's not a lot of video of it, so... Who knows? I mean, it could be okay, but I don't have a lot of hope.
You don't know
if
it's the same type of game.
It's not as good as my game, I'll tell you that fucking now. I haven't even, you know what I mean? I'll tell you right now. They fucked it up already.
They fucked it up already.
I saw a little video of it, and it just wasn't that good.
Road Rash.
Yeah, so Road Rash
would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be my number one, for sure.
Wow, that would be great if they could do something like that. So if you're listening out there, I don't know who owns the rights. It was EA, but...
Well, okay, yeah.
For Road Rash, I don't know who owns it now.
What system was that on?
Genesis.
Okay.
Yeah, originally.
The good ones were on Genesis. Yeah. And Sega CD had a good one, too, right? They released for Sega CD.
I never played
that. Sega X, was it?
Sega CD and the 3DO are the same game. They might have different licensed music, but it's basically the same game. But again, as Eric said, it's the polygons made it, ironically, less realistic. It's just not as enjoyable. And they have a lot of licensed music, too. That doesn't hold up.
Like,
you listen to really bad Monster Magnet song. You're just like, turn this shit off.
Monster Magnet. I love it. Wow.
Space.
I don't want to hear this shit.
Rory, how about you?
Well, I thought long and hard on this. I have lots of examples, but if we have more time, I'll come back to them. My main one, okay, is I would actually like to see a revival of Toe Jam and Earl.
Absolutely.
I agree.
I love Toe Jam.
Back to the overhead.
They've made, obviously, back to the one style. They actually have Toe Jam and Earl 3 already, but it's on the original Xbox.
Yeah.
And again, it went back kind of to the style of 1, the overhead isometric, you know, Easter egg hunt. But like, they kind of fucked it up because it was at that polygon age, like the young polygon age. So like, it doesn't look right. And I'm sure I've never played it. I mean, it's not a backwards compatible game because, you know, Microsoft hates us. And they added another, and they added another character. So, it was like this, like, Cholo bug lady. I'm sure it's okay.
Cholo?
I've never heard. She's like a Mexican gangster woman.
Oh, Chola.
What did I say? Cholo?
Cholo. That'd be a Mexican gangster man.
Man. Cholo. Yeah, well, whatever. Cholas. Well, whatever. So, I never played it. I wanted to play it. Then I found out that's how I figured out it wasn't backwards compatible when I put it into the Xbox 360 and it was like, fuck you. So I want to go back to that style of the first one.
Fix it.
Obviously, newer graphics could make it faster.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the main problem with Toe Jam and Earl 1 is that it is kind of slow by today's standards.
It's sluggish. You're right. It is.
It's a little sluggish.
Yeah.
I like Toe Jam and Earl 2 where they changed it up, Panic on Funkatron, where it's a 2D slide scroller.
Right,
and
right.
It's basically, Ryan and I played it on NetPlay not too long ago, beat the whole game. It doesn't take that long. It's like 2 hours, you know, 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You just go around from left to right and look for hidden kids in the background. It's very reminiscent of an early childhood game where, you know,
yeah,
like you can even have a setting where you can't die.
Oh, wow.
So like,
it's all right. It's not like the original.
It's not like the
original's fun. Like,
the original one is like, we keep it on Primus. It's like a Primus music video. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's Santa Claus you can sneak up on and it'll drop presents. And like, there's rocket packs.
The boogeyman.
Rocket skates.
The rocket skates are so annoying.
They're
annoying as shit.
Icarus wings, like the hula dancers, the hamster in the ball. Like, we'll eventually get to Toe Jam and Earl for like a review on the show. I'd like to, because I love the franchise.
Yeah.
But I would like Toe Jam and Earl 4. I know that they're like the guy that made Toe Jam and Earl, or like the team that made it, are doing a Kickstarter, or they did do one and it was approved to make a new Toe Jam and Earl. I haven't really seen anything. I don't think they've gotten very much done. Like, I don't even think they have a real demo.
Right,
I think they just have artwork at this point. But I mean, there's no reason why. I mean, Sega's multi-platform. They could make Toe Jam and Earl 4. If they wanted to.
Yeah, it's odd because they're kind of neat characters, and it's weird how they just kind of faded
the
out.
Game's
you know
retro,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Really original.
Yeah. So I don't get why they can't make Toe Jam and Earl 4. They'll probably fuck it up. They fuck everything up, okay? But, like, they could make it. I don't see why they don't. I'd buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the, yeah, I would definitely. If they went back to the original type,
if
the
they
overhead.
Went back to the original.
If they went 3D and shit, I wouldn't be into it because it's.
No.
The whole part, the great part about that game is that overhead, goofy.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be careful with that when you, like,
yeah.
when you take, like, an. I mean,
yeah.
we talked a couple shows ago about how I think it was the last show. Rory, you were even saying that, you know, when Castlevania went to 3D, it was
doesn't
terrible.
Work.
It didn't work out. So you got to watch when you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's,
when you
it's update the mechanics do not translate to the third dimension. That
no.
Z axis destroys it with like whipping and like throwing the secondary weapons.
I think Worms is the same way. I like the side scroll Worms, not the 3D one.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
I agree. Yeah, Worms
but,
is fun.
Mike, how about you?
Well, I'll make it quick. So this is a game that actually I don't really even enjoy, but I just feel like it's such a disappointing game because it could have been good if it were completely different.
Okay.
So that would be Jaws on the NES.
Oh,
we talked
okay.
a little
okay.
bit about it a while
okay.
ago. The thing that I can't stand about Jaws is it just feels like confined in
small.
Like, yeah, in one area. You know, I know that you have like the map. Okay.
Right.
And I like that. And I would say you keep that, but you kind of make it almost like Mario 3 like, where. You kind of, I would do the same thing. Open world.
Okay.
Okay. You can kind of go anywhere you want, but you had to have to unlock certain areas of the map. So if you want collecting shells, fine. If you want to collect shells,
no,
yeah. go for
Fix
it.
That.
It could be your currency.
Okay.
All right. Some all sort right. of currency.
All right.
I don't care what it is.
What do you have to do to unlock the other parts of the map?
You'd have to get a certain amount of currency.
Okay.
Okay. To unlock the other parts of the map. Also,
put other bosses in. I don't care what you could go Echo the Dolphin on this. Right? Yeah. You put different sharks in there or something like that, or a killer whale,
like a less big shark.
Yes.
Yeah, like 10 less big there sharks you before you get to Jaws there instead of having them up your ass the first 5 minutes.
The other thing is
Echo's a hero, asshole. All right,
Echo's a douchebag.
I'm gonna cut you off right there.
You shouldn't even
He's a hero.
Now, Mike, are you
this,
talking?
This is my game, Rory.
Is this NES? Is this NES style? Are you talking about a new game?
No. And that's the other thing. I would keep it with the NES graphics.
Okay. Oh wow!
Yes, 8-bit graphics. Retro. All right, yes. Cool. The other thing is, I always hate it. Like, okay, they drop you off in the boat. They drop you off. You go under the water.
Yeah.
You should be. It should become a side scroller at that point.
Okay.
Okay. You go and you can have to make it more difficult. You can have a time limit on your air, but it would be fair. You're allowed to stay down there for a good 10, 15 minutes. This way, you have to make a decision on, do I continue or do I turn back and go up to the boat and re-up whatever
time.
I
need. It's not a timed thing.
So you go up, you re-up on the boat, and then you can go around the map, try a different mission and whatever. And then when you get a certain amount of shells, you unlock a different part of the map, keep going, and eventually you get to Jaws. And you don't do the end of Jaws where you're trying to hit him.
God, that's the worst part of all.
Yeah.
With the fucking...
None of that.
The bow of the boat or whatever the fuck it is.
And Jaws in the game is so lame. He just, you know, goes, make him charge you.
Attack
come
you.
Up
yeah.
from the bottom. So yeah. I would change the boss
It needs
battle.
Advanced controls, too. Yeah. I think. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Dodging and...
It would be cool if he had like a... kind of like a Mega Buster thing where you held down a... you know, and would release like, I don't know.
Yeah, the
torpedo.
Gun was stupid. It was like little dots the whole time, regardless of how powerful it was. You had no idea how it powerful awful. It was.
And that's not fun to do. It would be cool, like, as you powered up, if the weapon changed.
Yeah, if it was
it makes it a little more different.
Yeah.
You know? But that's what I would, I just expand on, because that could have been I just feel like that really could have been a decent game.
Yeah.
But they just, you know, half-assed it.
They did the minimal possible.
Totally. They really
slapped Jaws on
there. Yeah. Well,
and I would definitely get rid of those bonus stages. There would be enough shells at the bottom of the ocean where you don't need those bonus stages.
I kind
of
like the game, but I like where you're going.
I like where you're going with it even more. Yeah.
So I think they should have a level where you're the mayor and you have to deny shark attacks for like the entire level.
You post
like
signs.
In the movie,
okay.
Just like the movie.
Okay, it's August, it's the 4th of fucking July.
we have to keep the beach open.
These beaches will be open.
Yeah,
there's
six children
missing.
There's blood washing up on the shoreline. He's like, "Fuck it, I hope all your children die."
Is what's his name in that movie?
That would be cool too. In the game, you have to like meet up with like Quinn.
Hunt
the shark.
Because Quinn's the best part of
well,
the
how could he not be in
He's
the
amazing.
But you should have to meet up with all those guys. You're like, what's his name? Roy Schneider or Scheider? What's his name?
Which
guy?
Who?
The main guy. Brody.
Dreyfus?
Brody.
Richard Dreyfus.
No. Roy Schneider, Richard Dreyfus.
He was the worst part of the movie.
The cop?
Are you
talking
about
the cop?
He sucks.
Anyway, you start out as him.
Right.
And you have to go. And I'm like making this up as I go along.
No, this is
And then you have to go and meet up with, like, you have to find Richard Dreyfus.
Right.
And then you get a big fucking boat with a bunch of awesome high tech shit, like the fucking meter or the track finder. That's when you
get
that.
Drunk.
Then you get drunk.
Farewell and adieu, fine Spanish ladies.
Show me the way back home.
Boom, boom. I'm tired. All right.
Yeah. Quinn would have. Hey, I'm surprised he's not in the original game, because he's kind of like
nobody's in the original game.
They gotta pay money for that, right?
Yeah, but at least. But I don't know.
That would cost too much. But Mike's gonna put out the dough to get everybody in it.
Oh, okay.
So he's gonna bring Quinn back to life.
Yeah.
Too, yeah.
Oh yeah.
All with 8-bit.
Dreyfus is still kicking.
All
right?
With 8-bit.
Yeah, Dreyfus
is
still
around. Dreyfus.
Yeah.
You can have him cheap.
I don't know what he hasn't been doing much lately, has he?
No, he was Dreyfus. Dick Cheney in some movie.
Was
before.
He? Was he really?
Oh, yeah.
He's on Fox News a lot.
Wait, what was
he? He's on Fox News. What is
he's like
Oh, it's W. Oliver Stone.
Oh, W. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all right. That's me.
All right, cool. Like we'll get to me. I'm going to go with the game, and this might be obvious. Well, this is a big one that you know, everyone kind of loads after, but it hasn't happened. It's never happened. Okay. Streets of Rage 4.
Fucking right, Rye. Fucking
absolutely.
Right. Absolutely.
Streets of Rage 4.
Seriously, Sega's got to shit or get off the pot. They seriously need to shit or get off the pot with Streets of Rage 4.
Which would be
first
cool
off,
because
first
they
off,
don't really
I'm
make beat-em-ups anymore, so it would be awesome to like have that come back.
But I'm worried that they would screw it up and try to go HD side scroll.
Yeah.
I don't like that side scroll HD shit. Like where they you know how they make a game but they make it HD side scrolling, but it has like a floaty smooth feel to it. I hate that.
Double
you like
Dragon talking about? You like it grindy, like grainy?
Yes.
You like it grainy?
Give me
pixels. Like an old school.
So you want it to look exactly the same?
I want it to look maybe a hair like you never see the remake. Right. Okay, the Streets of Rage remake.
Okay.
All right. Now, that was a game, Roy, that was done by the original guys, right?
I'm not aware. I thought it was just fans. The creator is called Bomber Games, so it's probably a group of people.
All right, it's a group of people?
I believe that they're from Spain.
Okay.
Maybe
I'm wrong then.
That
but it's amazing.
That really is the Streets of Rage.
That's Streets of Rage 4. Like, that's what the fans got. Right.
Right. Now, you don't want it to side-scroll.
I don't want them to go 3D. I don't want them to go overhead, three-quarter shit.
That's part of its charm.
I don't want first person. Yeah, I want side scroll. You know what I mean? Sure, I want absolutely. An updated version. I want them to get the original DJ, the musician, the composer, Yuzo Koshiro. I want him back to compose the music.
Spinning the fucking discs.
Write some new stuff. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Is he alive?
Yeah. He's still a DJ.
Japan. He's a DJ.
He's a DJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he writes video game music. He did Shinobi. I know he did Shinobi 3, right? Return of the Ninja Master.
He's probably done a lot. You just don't know.
Well, he's done it. He's done a lot. Yeah. A lot of video games.
Okay.
Cool.
Anyway, that's the game that I like to see, but of course they'd probably fuck it up.
Oh,
3D.
They'd probably fuck it up.
They absolutely, because, you know, they repeatedly have tried to do it, and they balked on it the last time. Like, do you remember a game for the PlayStation 2? I think it might have been for the Saturn. It was called Fighting Force. Fighting Force was supposed to be Streets of Rage 4.
Would have been
awful.
But
it was like an early polygon 3D fighting game. Like,
was it a side scroller as well?
No.
No.
No. Like, 3D. It was just like everything that Ryan said he wanted was the opposite of what they were producing. And I think they've done this with another game too, and it was eventually Sega pulled the plug at the last second. To the best of my knowledge, Sega owns the franchise. Like, Sega could if they want. It's not like somebody else. They got to pay off somebody, like, negotiate. Like, they can't make another Turtles game without going to the company that owns the Turtles and say, we want to make another Turtles game.
Right,
here's your cut.
Okay? They own so many IPs, man. They have a lot of opportunities. I don't understand.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I really don't understand it.
They don't like money, I guess. They don't like money.
I don't want them. But Ryan's right. I don't want them to make it, like, I don't really like Double Dragon Neon. Like, I'm glad that they made Double Dragon again.
Right.
But the game, in my opinion, is kind of half-assed, and it's just not—it's not fun.
It seems fake to me. I don't like that cookie-cutter HD side-scroll shit. They did it with a few games. I know the new—they did like a Sonic game. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like a newer Sonic side-scroller, but it has that 3D look to it. It's that real Sonic. Floaty look.
It's clean. It's super floaty. Clean. Yeah.
Everything kind of moves slow and has like slow reaction times.
Yeah.
I think it's an awful format. I when they make a game like that, I have no interest in it. Because the ones I've played, they're not responsive. They look nice,
I hear you. Yeah. Oh yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I'd like to see. Streets of Rage 4.
I like new characters too.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool to mix. But
expand the roster,
like 10 of them.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, just keep the old guys.
10 characters.
I mean, there's no reason now that they couldn't also make it online compatible, make it 4 players at once. I mean, it's not like our computers or
that would be cool.
Consoles themselves don't have 8 to 12 gigs of RAM nowadays. Like, it's ridiculous. They could make a 4-player beat them up at once, like an arcade game.
Right.
There's
right.
no reason they couldn't.
So, sequels.
Cool.
Everyone satisfied with their little picks?
I think so.
There's a ton of games I'd like to see, but that's my number one. Road Rash. Yeah, we're getting a new Red Dead though.
We are. About a year.
I'm sorry, I just had to mention that.
I cannot wait for that.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
but I can't wait any longer for the game review. Let's get to it. Oh, Strike Series.
Look at that transition.
Yes, the Strike Series by EA. That sounds like the Genesis music, Mike. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Is that Genesis?
Is that okay?
Sure. We're acceptable.
No, it sounds great.
This is from Jungle Strike.
Yep.
Okay.
They're the ones I'm familiar with. So these games were put up by EA. You have Desert Strike, Jungle Strike, and Urban Strike. And they went in that order. Desert, Jungle, Urban.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually came out, 92, 93, and 94. So they really pumped these things out. So,
oh, yeah.
That was back, back when they did that in the 90s, when they actually, you didn't have to wait 4 years for a sequel.
They had the template. They're all very similar.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, we just...
They're quite similar.
We want to thank one of our listeners for... recommending this series.
Yeah.
For us to review.
That's right. That's right. Cam out in, where is he at? Malaysia, right?
Singapore.
Cam.
Right.
Cam.
Yes.
He's from Cam. He's from Australia.
Yeah. He sent us a great email too. Roy loves the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had some great ideas and stuff like that. And that's what we mean. Send us ideas. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
It's a good suggestion. They're good games. They're fun.
You know, one of my favorite series of all time. On the 16-bit, I played the shit out of these games, like Jungle Strike and Urban Strike.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I only played Desert Strike. Was the only one I had played.
Okay.
Just recently is when I started playing the other two, and Jungle Strike for me, I think, is the best.
That's
game.
The one. Yeah. I didn't have a chance to play the other two. I played Jungle Strike this week, and I really loved it.
It's interesting.
You can spend a lot of time looking at that map, like just strategizing where, and a lot of times you fuck up, like the strategy that you had didn't work out.
Didn't work.
So you have to go back,
right.
Look at that map again, and you know, just kind of figure out, all right. That didn't work. I got to try this. There's a lot of trial and error.
You go to the map a lot because you have to constantly check your fuel. You have to know where fuel is in case you need it.
Yep.
You can't leave yourself stranded.
Right. Same with ammo or armor.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you don't want to go in harm's way, so you have to find an armor truck that's not in harm's way.
Right. Armor is a bitch to find.
I was about to say, it's almost, especially in Desert Strike.
It's ridiculous.
To my knowledge, I can't remember there being any armor to pick up. You had what you had, and that was it. And they're tough. These games, they're tough.
They're really hard.
You have to pick a different pilot. They have like different pilots with different skills.
They have different skills.
It's like, bro, the game's tough enough as it is. If I aim at the fucking tank, hit the fucking tank, okay? I aimed at the tank. Hit the tank. This guy's great with a winch.
Yeah.
Fuck him. I don't care about the winch. These people can all die. Blow up the fucking tank. Do you know what I mean?
Now, the winch thing, I guess they picked... That's, you know, I didn't look into that. I guess
winch
they pick stuff up faster. Right,
yeah,
right.
They're more accurate with the assholes that you get to pick up off the ground.
But you ever have to need armor, right? So you need armor.
Yeah.
And then the only armor is right next to, like, a freaking cannon that's going to blow your head off. But you got to get in there and get the armor real fast. So I guess you want a quick winch guy.
Yeah, they should have given you know? Yeah, but they should have given you more fucking armor, I think.
Especially I think
desert.
So.
Especially in desert. You know,
but I know sometimes, the armor's not labeled on the map.
No.
Some levels it isn't. It's weird.
No.
I don't know.
But when you return hostages, you also get armor given to you as well. So, like, you pick up POWs and you return them back to headquarters, the command base.
Right.
Yeah, they give you a little kickback.
Each person will give you life back that you return.
Yeah. Right. So that is a bonus.
So the Mike is right. The game is all about strategy because the game is a template. They're all the same, and that's fine because for that it works. For this type of game and format, it totally works to have a stock template where they just change the set pieces. So you're always going to have between 4 and 8 objectives, and they're always going to be go blow up these 4 things or these 3 things or go find somebody that will tell you where this hidden objective is where you don't know yet, like go find our informant.
I like that.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get excited like whenever you're about to pick up the dude that's going to give you info.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's like, all right, get him in the chopper. He's like the main focus. Get him in the freaking chopper.
When running from you, like you have to get a guy who's a hostile one. You blow up the building, he's hiding it, and he's running. And you're trying to get him with a fucking winch. It's like a fucking clown car. Like, you're going all around.
Yeah, he runs
to
the back of the building.
And then the worst is your fucking chopper's full of people. Your load's full. You got to go. He's like, God damn it. You got to go all the way back and drop
sorry,
off the
dude.
Drop zone.
Yeah.
And then come back for him. Find him in the bushes.
That's a great sound.
It is a good sound.
It's a good sound.
I love, Mike and I were talking about it. I think the controls are spot on. I love the controls in this game.
Yeah, it takes a little while to get used to, but once you get it.
I disagreed with you. I agree with what you, Eric, just said.
Yeah.
I thought the controls were a little awkward at first. Definitely. Yeah, once you get it.
I get that, yeah.
Once you get I guess it works. Yeah. Would you say they were meant to be?
No, they're momentum based.
You don't stop
on a dime in that.
There's an option to turn that off.
And it's unplayable.
Like
it's unplayable.
I need the momentum. Yeah.
Too hard.
You can't
I'm indoctrinated now. I can't play non-momentum.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to, you kind of have to like
glide in. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can't just stop somewhere. You swing
around
straight
something.
The whole way.
Yeah.
Because they will, if there's more than one thing, good luck, man. They're hitting, they hit you every single time. Whereas you got to hope that your pilot is good enough to hit them, even though you're aiming right at them. You know, that, I think that was a mistake. I think having multiple like pilots, you know,
you don't like that.
I think if you can aim at the thing, it should hit it instead of shooting the, like I'm wasting my missile. Like I get 8-9 missiles and I'm wasting one by shooting it over its head because the guy can't fucking shoot.
Yeah,
you're right about that because you're giving up stuff. If he's a really good shot, he's
it
bad
sounds
at the
like
winch.
It sounds like I don't like these games. I'm bitching about a lot of things. I think they're very unique, especially the way the camera angle is with it.
They really are.
And another thing is, these games need music, man.
Oh, good call.
These games,
you know what? You know what's weird? I never thought about that.
I actually never realized it either.
Because you get in a zone with that.
Yeah.
That
you feel like you're working.
None of them have music. They don't have fucking music.
It's very Atari-like.
Wow.
Like, you're always obsessed with the music.
But there's something about that game. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I'm almost in shock.
Well, you are so in the zone, but
you are.
I think
the cutscenes have music.
Okay, yeah, they do. Yeah. But I know what you mean during the gameplay.
You're very
task oriented in that game. Like everything's like you are in a zone. You're kind of like, all right, this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You plan everything out.
It's very easy to get you know, engrossed in it. It's good like that. It sucks you in. All
with the music. Yeah, that's true. I never really picked
graphics are nice too.
Yeah,
they're very detailed.
If you really do. It looks like looks like a city. I played Jungle Strike.
Yeah,
right.
You know, so. It looked like a town.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The roads looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the roads were nice because a lot of times you use the roads to get to where you needed to go.
Because the angles, we get to
not constantly look at the map and see where you're going.
Yeah.
So the graphics were good.
I love the animations of the little people.
Oh, yeah. Like
it's really neat detail. They could have really took an easy way and just done something weird. But I think it's really neat how these little figures have arms and legs.
When you were at the beginning when you were destroying the headquarters and you would destroy it and then the hostage would come out and you had to pick him up. But then the two guys came out with guns.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would like blow it up and just unload. I had no idea where I was fucking shooting. Cause those little fuckers will get you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I killed the informant like twice and had to start. It's like, go back to the base. I'm like, why do I have to go back to the base? Why do I have to go back to the base?
When they say, I'm sorry.
Mission fail, return to base.
When they say, when you fuck up and you get return to base, it's like you're at work and someone goes, Mike, can you step into my office?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Fuck, what did I do?
Yeah.
And then you go back
to the base.
And the guy says, like, you blew it.
it's like, God damn it.
You blew it.
Yeah, the madman got away. I love how they refer to him as the madman. And I was like, does he have a name?
In Desert Strike, the guy, okay, because Desert Strike is actually kind of funny because it came out at roughly the end of the Gulf War, which is kind of weird. Normally, active wars are off limits for movies and video games.
Right.
It's kind of weird. So, it's kind of like a very thinly veiled depiction of the Gulf War. And the bad guy, his name in Desert Strike, at least on the Genesis, I believe his name is Kilbaba.
Well, the second game's a sequel in a way that it's like the son of that guy.
Yeah.
They just kind of continue.
Well, Jungle Strike is better. It's more of everything. There's more vehicles. Because Jungle Strike is nuts because you have a hovercraft.
Yeah,
you have
a
stealth bomber in the actual jungle, mm-hmm. and then there's like a motorcycle that you can ride later.
I like how it has different terrain. Like there's there's the jungle and the city, and the snow level. I like that. That's cool.
I love you have to stop the terrorist and save President Ronald Reagan.
Is the
right
with the other two? Like I said, I didn't play the other desert or urban. Is the difficulty about the same?
Yeah, they're all difficult.
They're all hard.
They're all court.
But the not one isn't easier than the other. They're all about the same.
I think they're all pretty. I don't know. I think they're all pretty similar.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they're all pretty similar.
Did you play them all?
Yeah, I tried them all. Yeah.
Like I died. This morning. I got up to.
You died this morning?
Yeah,
what are you
I died. Here? I got up to level 3. I beat level 3. All right, in Jungle Strike.
Okay.
It's been a long time. I haven't played it in a long time, and it was pretty difficult. Like the hovercraft. I barely got back to the base.
Yeah,
I was like out of fuel. Really, they don't give you a lot of shit.
They don't. It's
because I haven't played it in a while. I was doing trial and error.
Yeah.
So I did waste a lot of fuel You know what I mean?
The fuel and the ammo is pretty scattered out around. You know, it's just kind of a pain in the ass when you're there and, oh, shit, I ran out of ammo. You got to stop in the middle of shooting it and go get it.
Yeah,
but the armor is few and far between, if at all, and some, you know. But the only thing you were asking, Mike, if they're all pretty much the same. Urban, you actually get out of the helicopter a couple times, which I didn't really think those parts were necessary at all. I think it was like, stick with what you're good at. You know what I mean? Like, he winds up getting out of the helicopter and shooting people. It's like, just keep, you know, stick with what you're good
at. Yeah.
Right.
That's Urban?
That's Urban.
Urban.
Yeah.
Urban takes place in the future, 2001.
Is that right? That's right. Yeah, that is right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pretty similar. I mean, they have the helicopters operate the same way. I mean, you do get different helicopters. You get like the cargo one that carries more people. Like, it can carry a good amount. It carries like 15 people or something.
Yeah.
The hovercraft is in the second one.
The hovercraft was
cool. What shit do they have in the third one?
Oh, I think they just have another a larger helicopter.
It's just a helicopter.
That's not the one with the motorcycle.
No, second has the motorcycle.
Second has all the different vehicles.
The second one has the stealth bomber, motorcycle, and a hovercraft.
Right. Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah. I never beat them, ever.
No, I honestly couldn't. Like, Desert Strike, I had to. I did. I beat Jungle Strike, but I needed the cheats.
Yeah.
And it kind of ruined it almost because it was so easy. You know what I mean? It was
part,
like,
of, part of the game
missiles
is like,
and shit.
Yeah,
but
the point of it is
when you're cheating, you're just like, death from above, man.
You get to use the howitzer or whatever it is over and over and over again. You know, the big missile that blows up a tank in one shot. So it is kind of fun, but at the same time, there is no challenge, really.
Yeah.
I had a very difficult time just getting through the first level.
And you know what? That is actually, I think that's one of the hardest parts of the game is the first level.
Really?
In jungle, yeah. The freaking trying to protect the fucking... Washington, D.C., trying to protect the president and the fucking limo. That was a pain in the dick.
Well, especially when they send you out to blow up the headquarters, in the middle of you blowing up the headquarters, they all of a sudden, because you get the informant,
right,
and now you're supposed to blow up the ammo trucks.
You got to blow up the vans.
Yeah.
But you still have to get the last headquarter.
Yeah,
you know, so now you're running around doing you're juggling two different things.
Yeah, because they'll blow up the monuments if you don't get the bomb. If you spot one of the trucks, like, they won't move until you get near it.
Right.
And then once you get near it,
they're moving.
They go on the move. It's just part because they're not going to have shit.
Right. Yeah.
Well, but
what I want to know is, are you a bad enough dude to save President Ronnie?
The language is funny.
If you don't blow up those cars, like, once you see them, if you don't, like, blow them up, they'll blow up the building. You'll have to return to base even after doing all that shit. So you can still fuck up. You can spend, like, 20 minutes, a half hour on a level, and then blow up the wrong building, and then there goes your fucking level. You got
to
start
return
all over
to
again.
Base.
Even though you didn't die.
You know? that pissed me off. I killed the informant. It's like, because I'm mowing them all down because I don't want one of them to knock me the fuck out, you know?
So what do you guys think of the game? We'll do
I like it. I'd replay it totally.
Really
good.
It's fun.
And if I came across it at a store, totally pick it up.
I would collect jungle.
So I would collect it. Sorry.
I would collect jungle and desert, and I'd probably emulate urban.
Yeah, okay. I should say. Right. I would collect jungle.
Okay. Roy, how about you?
I would collect them all.
They're cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're dirt cheap.
They're like
I don't think that they're respected. Like, when you play them and give them a chance to get used to them and their controls, you'll like them. But I don't think most people just looking at them, they'd probably think it's like Thunderblade and be like, this is
they
this
probably
looks like shit.
It's a pretty in-depth game. Like, they're worth
a few bucks.
It's a lot of value, a lot of hours.
You will get your money's worth.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. They're done well.
You can easily spend an hour.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
An hour to 2 hours fucking with this game.
Yeah. They're great games. You know, I'm gonna go pick them up. I think for the Genesis, I used to have them as a kid, but I might go pick them up again because now, usually when we do a game for the show, I'll kind of refresh my memory and play it. But now I'm actually, because I played it the last few days, I'm actually hooked again.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'll probably be playing
good,
Jungle Strike and trying to finish that thing because it does have a password system.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to write down these lengthy passwords. So all right, guys. Well,
cool.
Let's head out.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, well, you can find us on Facebook, Emulate This on Twitter at Emulate This, and send us emails just like Cam from Singapore did with his suggestion for the Strike series.
We appreciate it.
Emulate This at Outlook.com. Well, it's nice to be in 2017, guys.
Yeah, happy 2017.
Good first show.
I know, right? Till next time.
Later, dude.
See us.
Ooh, ah. Ah.
Nice. All right. Funny. Cool. We're here.
That was a good episode.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.